Hello, blessed viewers. Thank you for joining us today on Noteworthy News, positive news for a better world, broadcasting from Los Angeles, California, USA.
Supreme Master Television airs 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. If you're in Europe, the Middle East, or Northern Africa, it's easy and convenient to tune in to Supreme Master Television via Astro 1 at 19.2 degrees east or Hotbird 6 at 13 degrees east. Starting November 16th, Supreme Master Television will reach more households via 10 additional satellite platforms in Australia and New Zealand, AUKUS B3D2, Africa, Intelsat 10, Ku-band and Intelsat 10 C-band, Asia, AVS AsiaSat 2, AsiaSat 3S, and Intelsat 10 C-band, North America, Galaxy 25, South America, Hispasat, Intelsat 907, and the Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2. In addition, we will continue to be available online worldwide at www.suprememastertv.com.
Today, November 7th, Miss Judy Barry was born in the United States in 1949. Miss Barry is probably best known as a founding member of Earth First, an environmental group with its origins in the United States. Miss Barry helped create a campaign to protect the beautiful redwood trees of Northern California. For her work, the city of Oakland, California declared May 5th to be Judy Barry Day in 2003. Today we remember the spirit of Judy Barry. May God continue to bless those who dedicate their lives to the preservation of our planet.
In just 9 days, Supreme Master Television will go global via 10 additional satellite platforms. Throughout the week, we will hear from dignitaries, celebrities, and citizens around the world about this exciting event. Today, let us listen to a message by Mr. Jose Manuel Ichandi, a member of the Legislative Congress of the Republic of Costa Rica.
A lawyer by training, Mr. Jose Manuel Ichandi was the president of the Central American Congress of Defenders, Procurators, and Commissioners for Human Rights from 2004 to 2005. His publications included Child Labor, A Hidden Problem, Transparency, In Defense of Indigenous People, and Ethics and Development of Public Positions. Mr. Jose Manuel Ichandi has also been honored with several distinctions, including honorary citizen in the city of Antigua, Guatemala, honorary citizen of the city of San Salvador, and recognition of distinction by San Carlos University in Guatemala.
Mi nombre es José Manuel Ichandi, soy diputado de la Asamblea Legislativa de la República de Costa Rica y quiero felicitar a Supreme Master Television por tener cobertura mundial, por tener una programación positiva, una programación que ayuda en la salud, en lo que es la alimentación, lo que es también el trato al ser humano, la solidaridad. Por eso quiero felicitarlos y desearles el mayor de los éxitos en esta nueva etapa que comienzan, que es cobertura no solamente a nivel de los 5 continentes que conforman todo el planeta.
Thank you, Mr. Jose Manuel Ichandi, for your message and good wishes. May the great nation of Costa Rica flourish in peace and prosperity. In today's news, Jewish and Muslim children play together in playgrounds for peace. In environmental news, Aulac or Vietnam expands its forests. In interfaith news, more German people are interested in Eastern religions. In technology news, mobile phone users can now call through the internet. In animal welfare news, an internet site saves dogs' lives every day. All this and more on Supreme Master Television, your all-positive TV channel.
Palestinian group ready for ceasefire. The Palestinian group Islamic Jihad expressed its willingness to participate in a truce with Israel. The group said that a truce is in the general national interest and would follow an Israeli military withdrawal from the Palestinian areas. Thank you, Islamic Jihad, for your peaceful proposition. We commend everyone working towards peace between Israel and Palestine.
IN News. Iran says nuclear weapons not in accordance with Islam. The Iranian embassy in China released a statement saying that it is against weapons of mass destruction, such as nuclear arms, because they are not in accordance with the tenets of Islam. The statement read, "The leader of the Islamic Revolution and other Iranian officials have reiterated that nuclear arms have no place in Iran's defense doctrine, as such weapons are against our laws and religious beliefs. Thank you, Iran, for your commitment to peace and reverence for Allah's creation. May all nations and people join together in peace and harmony on the planet."
YN News. U.S. organization funds healthcare for kids in China. Nonprofit organization Focus on Family has donated $30,000 to provide needed cleft palate surgeries for children of families living in North China's Inner Mongolia Autonomous Region. The project, which hopes to reach approximately 600,000 children, has raised a total of $3.8 million so far. Thank you and God bless Focus on Family for your kind support to the children of Inner Mongolia. May all be blessed by the Most High with abundant health, vitality, and joy. Fly-in News. South Korea embraces bicycles for health, tranquility, and the environment. Bicycles once thronged Korea's roads, but with the improvement of South Korea's economy in the 1980s and 90s, most people stopped using bicycles to travel short distances. Recent increases in oil prices and congested roadways, however, have encouraged government officials to promote a return to cycling. The Home Affairs Ministry plans to designate several roads for bicycle traffic only, increase the number of bicycle racks across the country, and create other ordinances to encourage people to use bicycles. They hope the changes will improve people's health, reduce air pollution, and ease traffic congestion. Thank you, South Korea, for the wonderful ideas. We send our best wishes for the success of your new bicycle program.
Flying News. China's first moon probe in lunar orbit. On Monday, following a successful braking procedure conducted by the Beijing Aerospace Control Center, BACC, China's first lunar probe, Chang'e 1, entered the moon's orbit. Sun Lian, head of the Commission of Science, Technology and Industry for National Defense, said this marks a new milestone in China's aerospace history and also the first move of the country's deep space explorations. President Hu Jintao and Premier Wen Jiabao sent their congratulations and best wishes for future success. "We too would like to send our heartfelt congratulations to China. May heaven continue to bless China's peaceful space exploration program with success."
News. Exercise helps cancer patients feel better. A recent study shows that regular exercise and psychological counseling help reduce fatigue in cancer patients undergoing radiotherapy or chemotherapy. Researchers from the H. Lee Moffitt Cancer Center in Tampa, Florida, USA, report that nearly half of its patients who participated noticed improvements in their energy level and state of mind. Almost 90% of all cancer patients experience some form of fatigue, whether physical or emotional, so these findings will benefit many people. Thank you, Florida cancer researchers, for providing such useful information. May God's love and grace be with all cancer patients to guide them on their way to restored health.
Fly In News. November is Clean Air Month in the Philippines. The Department of Environment and Natural Resources of the Philippines is preparing to celebrate Clean Air Month in cities and municipalities all over the country. Banners have been hung in strategic places to raise public awareness of the campaign against air pollution. Local governments are at the forefront of the movement to improve air quality in the Philippines. Some of their progressive measures include providing bikeways to encourage cycling as an eco-friendly alternative mode of transportation, regulating smoking in public places, and strengthening emissions controls on motorized vehicles. Thank you, Philippines, for your environmentally friendly efforts. May your people enjoy the pure air and continue safeguarding the country's natural beauty.
News. Turtle Hero in Ao Lạc, or Vietnam, is getting a cleaner and safer home. Hoàng Kim Lake in Ao Lạc is a legendary site of an Ao Lạc Sea's tale about a farmer turned emperor and his encounter with a turtle. Today, a giant turtle still lives in the lake, having been sighted 400 times since 1991. To preserve the turtle, the lake is about to receive a $2.4 million high-tech cleanup. Local expert Professor Ha Dinh Duc of the Hanoi University of Science has given approval for the project, which has been designed to minimize disturbances to the turtle's habitat. The professor said, "This project is environmentally sound and it's good for the turtle, and the turtle is important for Vietnam." Thank you, and heaven bless Ao Lạc for your loving concern for the turtle hero. May God bless all with a clean environment, health, and happiness. News. Five-year-old gives all he has to God. As a family in Fort Worth, Texas, USA, prepared for church, a young boy named Benjamin was asked by his father to donate a dollar of his money to the church. Later in the evening, Benjamin shared with his father, "I gave God $6 today because I wanted to give all I have." Thank you, and God bless Benjamin for your noble generosity. May our world be ever blessed with a bountiful spirit of sharing for the peace, comfort, and tranquility of all.
Fly In News. Multimedia and theater come together to make magic. The internationally renowned Bethune Theater Dance Company, based in Los Angeles, California, in the U.S., has been touted for its pioneering use of video and special effects in its musical theater productions.
We started in 1980. We were one of only maybe a small two or three companies that were dealing with multimedia and special effects within the dance format. I like the fact that we were a pioneer in two areas, in the disability arts movement and in the arts and multimedia.
This coming weekend, Supreme Master Television was invited to cover the premiere of Theater Bethune's exciting new production, Frost and Fire. It is an adaptation of international best-selling author Ray Bradbury's futuristic tale, Frost and Fire combines modern dance, dynamic music, and dazzling video artistry to show how the odds of existence give way to the power of the human spirit. Not only has Frost and Fire drawn great critical acclaim, all ticket proceeds will go to the benefit Infinite Dreams, a highly recognized education program that allows disabled children to develop their artistic expression and talent.
The founder of the inspirational company, Zina Bethune, is a former Broadway and television star whose own disabilities inspired her to share her passion for the performing arts with others. Upon hearing of her program's work with the children, Supreme Master Ching Hai was touched, and in February awarded Ms. Bethune the Shining World Leadership Award, as well as a $10,000 contribution of support for her noble work. As always, we wish Miss Zina Bethune and Bethune Theater Dance God's blessings and continued success in the wonderful work that you do. We look forward to seeing your fantastic new production and invite our viewers as well. Frost and Fire will be playing from Friday, November 9th through the 11th at the Alex Theater in Glendale, California. For more information, please visit www.alextheater.org.
In peace news, Playgrounds for Peace encourages Jewish and Muslim children to play together. The founder of Playgrounds for Peace, Jason White, believes that children who play together can learn to live together. The playgrounds will be built on land that had previously been empty along the Israel-Palestine border. The first playground will be built on a hilltop overlooking Bethlehem, the Judean desert, and Dead Sea. Thank you, and God bless Mr. Jason White and all those involved in this wonderful project. Heaven bless all children to grow up happy and carefree. Up next on Noteworthy News, all Ox Forest are expanding. It looks like a little birdie is coming by the garden to say hello. Be right back, so stay tuned to Supreme Master Television.
And welcome back to Noteworthy News, positive news for a better world. I'm Clucky the Chicken. There's a simple and effective way to stay healthy. That is, stay positive. It has been found that there's a definite connection between having a cheerful and happy mood daily and being healthy. As this saying goes, you can't be unhappy when you're smiling or singing. Thank you for tuning in, and now let's take a look at the weather around the world together.
In environmental news, Bakan Forest is expanding. Bakan, the northern province of Aulac or Vietnam, is a mountainous region lush in nature. The inhabitants of this beautiful area help the existing natural 300,000 hectares of forest increase by nearly 3,500 hectares. Mother Nature welcomes the eco-friendly initiative, which will help sustain a harmonious ecosphere. Thank you and God bless the loving people of Aulac for repopulating the evergreen forests.
In interfaith news, growing interest in Buddhism in Germany. According to the German Buddhist Union, a growing number of people in Germany are seeking to lead a happy and meaningful way of life. More people are interested in meditation and are open to Buddhism and other religions to find the balance between material and spiritual aspects of life. May heaven's blessings shower upon the people of Germany in your sincere search to find the treasure within. Please stay tuned to find out what expressions on a dog face makes Mr. Alec Alexignan happy. We'll sing a short hymn to thank God for such a beautiful world. See you again soon for more noteworthy news here on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, positive news for a better world. In technology news, Skype has gone mobile. Skype users can now use a new phone which enables them to call others using the internet and send text messages without any charge. In addition, the phone functions as a normal cell phone. The mobile phone company Three has partnered with Skype to produce this state-of-the-art telephone. It can be used in the United Kingdom, Australia, Austria, Denmark, Hong Kong, Italy, Ireland, Macau and Sweden. Thank you, Skype and mobile phone company Three, for making communication that much easier.
In animal welfare news, an internet site saves the lives of dogs. DogsInDanger.com, a nonprofit internet site, aims to help find homes for shelter dogs in the United States. The site is updated daily and is in contact with 120 shelters, which send in all the information on dogs needing a loving home. The founder, Mr. Alec Alexignan, spent $500,000 to finance the operation of the site. Mr. Alexignan said, "As a nonprofit organization, we seek no other gain except the happiness we see in the face of a dog as he faithfully walks out through the shelter doors in perfect step with his loving new family." Thank you and God bless you, Mr. Alec Alexignan, for your compassionate heart and noble actions. May every dog have a forever loving home.
Please join us for a joke told by Supreme Master Ching Hai. It is entitled, A Clear Sign.
Okay, there's a blonde passing by an office building at night, and she saw a sign on the door that read, "Ring the bell for the night watchman." So she came and rang the bell. And then clop, 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 the man from the third floor, rubbing his eyes, coming out, turn off all the alarm, disconnected all the laser security system, open one door, open another door, disconnect another alarm, disconnect another laser system, open another door, and then come out and ask virtually, "What do you want, lady?" So the blonde say, "Well, I just want to know, why cannot you ring the bell yourself?"
And now, for our viewer's heartline.
"Yes, sir. My name is Chen. I'm Chinese and I live in mainland China. I love Supreme Master Ching Hai and believe in Supreme Master Ching Hai's teachings. I have read some of her books and searched some information about her. Information in Chinese is not as much as in English, but I still try my best to learn English and search about her in English when I'm not so busy. I'm very, very happy I have found the email address today, so I've emailed you immediately. I hope it works and can be responded. Best regards, Chen."
Hello, Chen. We are very happy to hear from you. We look forward to sharing more positive news and programs around the world. In just a little over a week, we will be airing from 4 satellites in Asia. As always, we will have subtitles in traditional and simplified Chinese, English, and many other languages. We wish you the best on your beautiful journey in the love of God.
Do you have a heartline today? Thank you for watching Noteworthy News, positive news for a better world. If you have any comments or would like to share inspirational news from your region of the world, please send to info@suprememastertv.com or to the address on your screen.
May your days be blessed and blissful. We'll see you again soon.